こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ドイツで開かれている COP23 で今週火曜日、シリアがパリ協定に参加する意向を示しました。これでパリ協定は合計197カ国が参加することになり、脱退を表明しているアメリカだけが唯一世界から孤立する形となっています。アメリカは現在中国に次ぐ世界第2位の温室効果ガス排出国ですが、トランプ政権はアメリカのビジネスや納税者によってより良い条件を得られない限り予定通り脱退するとしています。脱退には数年かかるため、アメリカの正式な離脱は2020年の大統領選挙後になると見られています。
At COP23, which was held on Tuesday, Syria indicated its intention to participate in the Paris Climate Accord. This brings the number of participating countries to 197, leaving the U.S. isolated in its withdrawal from the agreement. While currently the U.S. is the second largest emitter of greenhouse gases, Trump has indicated that they will withdraw from the accord unless better terms can be met for American businesses and taxpayers.The earliest effective date for withdrawal from the agreement is the year 2020 at the next presidential election.
そう、197カ国っていうと、もう日本が正式に国と認めているところすべて、それプラス数カ国入ってるから、まあ世界中全部が入ってるっていう意味では多分史上初めての事態っていうか、事態って言うと悪く聞こえるけど、まあ、すごいいいことなんだけども、アメリカだけは、トランプ政権がそもそも地球温暖化っていうのは人間の活動が原因で加速しているっていうこと自体を認めていないので、まあこういうことになってはいるんだけど、たださっき言ったみたいに2020年の後半まで正式に離脱できないんだよね。なのでそれまでに選挙でトランプ政権じゃなくなった場合、もしかしたらやっぱり残るっていう風になる可能性もあるんだけど、まあそれは we'll see っていう感じ。
How much do you know about this climate accord itself? And like what's so great about it?
それまではやっぱ京都議定書みたいな、先進国はこれまでの責任を取ってどうにか頑張りましょうねっていうものだったんだけど、これの大きな違いはもう197カ国だから、まあ、当然なんだけど、先進国も発展途上国ももうみんな全員がそれぞれ目標を定めて、もう世界一つとなって頑張りましょうねっていうのが大きな違いで、2020年以降の施策を決めていきましょうっていうものなんだけど、
But like in the real world, what's soGreat about this agreement. I was critical of the agreement before it was put up to actually for the U.S. to join onto it, but there's no mechanism of enforcement. There's no mechanisms for accountability whatsoever.
それを今話し合ってるじゃん。どうやって各国の、排出量をチェックしていくのかとか、どういうふうにエンフォースしていくのかっていうのを今ちょうどだからドイツでも話し合っているところで、そもそもやっぱりもう先進国とか後進国とか言ってる場合じゃない、もうみんなで何か始めないといけないですよねっていうアグリーメント自体がなかったわけだから、
I don't think these countries are really doing anything as a consequence of this agreement. Russia signed on and they're absolutelypro climate change, absolutely to the core. It hasn't made. There's been no consequence whatsoever, and I don't think that there would have been really any consequences for the United States either had they stayed on, aside from having to pay the lion's share of the allotted $100 billion from developing nations.Or from developed nations to developing nations.
まあ、そもそも環境問題、
And the spending of that money would not have been legitimate whatsoever,
but like,
right?
Okay, but like, yeah, in an ideal world, yes. Like, 全世界的に対応が遅れてるから、もうここまで来ちゃってるわけじゃない、環境問題自体が。 でその熱帯雨林一つとってもそうだし、もう理想とは完全にかけ離れていて、もう手遅れになっている部分もあるし、これから頑張ればどうにかなりそうな部分もあるんだけれども、ただそのやっぱり一番のネックっていうのは、これまで先進国と発展途上国の中でなかなか話がつかない、そのどこをじゃあ経済の部分を犠牲にして環境問題を優先するのかとか、じゃあ先進国はねそうやってもう石炭とか使い尽くしてみんな電気もあるし、お前らがこう頑張れっていうのはいいけど、じゃあインドとかその他発展途上国はどうすればいいんだみたいなこととか、こうなかなかこう一つになるってことがなかったわけじゃん。その中でその一応こうみんな集まって話し合いの場を持って、まあそうだね、まあ同じ方向を向いていかなきゃいけないねっていう。
We've been doing that. We've been doing that over and over for decades. We know. Everyone knows. The Paris Agreement is flimsy garbage, as far as I can tell. It just doesn't seem there should be mechanisms for accountability. There should be enforceability.
Yeah, and they're talking about it
right now. It's the same as the. It's.
So what do you suggest?
I don't think
they're talking about it right now.
If you care, I am a fairly hardcore environmentalist, and I don't understand people's satisfaction with this document or this agreement. It's not good. We need to have carbon taxes. It works. It's been proven. It was voted on by the residents of Boulder, Colorado, and they implemented it. And it has been extremely effective. And it would not impede market freedoms. And it would have the intended effect of actually making a difference. Unlike the Paris Climate Accord that.
We
really need to have, we need to actually do something if we're going to do something. And the only thing that people will sign on to on both sides that makes any sense would be a carbon tax.
Yeah, 正直理想を言ってもキリがないっていうか、もう政府なんてゴテゴテなのは当たり前だから、だから民間でもっと頑張ってる人たちもいっぱいいるし、団体で頑張ってる人たちもいっぱいいるし、そういう人たちの頑張りに比べたら政府の頑張りなんて全く遅れてるわけじゃん。常に経済を最優先に考えてるわけだから、だからそこについてこういろいろ理想を語っても意味がないと思っていて、私は。ただあの例えばこの間見たアルゴア の不都合な真実2みたいなドキュメンタリーでも、COP21 の舞台裏みたいなのをやっていて、そこでまさにアルゴアがと、まあ、インドがこう交渉してるみたいな場面もあったんだけど、まあ、だそういうふうにやっぱり国同士話し合うことによって、後手後手とはいえ何が問題なのか、進まない理由は何なのかみたいなところとかを、その民間だけじゃなくてやっぱり政府もやっていかなきゃいけないわけだから、こう問題を浮き彫りにするっていう意味では意味はあると思うよ、私は。何もやらないよりは。
Well sure, if that's what we're comparing it to、
だってその理想をさ並べても仕方ないじゃん。だってそんな政府がさ急にもうイーロン・マスクみたいにみんな頑張れるわけじゃないんだからさ。
But the people, the countries that are so easily, you know, there's so many countries in this agreement is a testament to the fact that the agreement doesn't affect these countries. I looked at the agreement. This is some kind of political grandstanding. It's inconsequential. It seems to largely be about the transfer of that money from developed nations to developing nations. In the greater picture, the wider perspective, I think that private industry, businesses, and their relationship to the greater culture and public opinion is what will get us through this problem. Is the pressure that we put on corporations to make sustainable choices, and we have seen enormous transformation, particularly within the United States, where various local governments, as well as large corporations, have voluntarily taken fairly dramatic measures, satisfying or beyond that of what's in the Paris Accord、simply because of the market.
それはもちろんそうで、民間の方が進んでるのは当たり前であって、政府は常にコテコテだっていうのはみんな分かってることなんだけど、だからこう政府がちょっとでも進んだ時にやっぱそれをいちいち批判しててもしょうがないから、なんかこういう動きがあるっていうこと自体は認めないといけないと思う。
I think this is to me it seems like、political grandstanding and stalling. It doesn't we need to work our way to pricing the externality of carbon emissions, and anything other than that, whetherYou know, it's these、distortionary subsidies or a bunch of, you know, all these other ideas. It doesn't really address the core point, which is what's happening to the earth and what's happening to people that are affected by these technologies is considered in economic terms an externality of using that.
結局政府に何を期待するかっていうところで、そのこれなんて結局各国が自分の目標を設定できるわけよ。別にこう人に決められちゃうわけじゃないわけじゃん、だからアメリカなんて離脱するって言ってるけど、別にしなくてもじゃあ目標をすごいちっちゃく設定するとかでもいいわけよね、本当は。だから離脱する意味も本来はあまりないっていうところにもかかわらず、わざわざ離脱したいって言ってるわけじゃない。だから
それ、 But they don't want to pay all that money. And there's problems with the agreement, inconveniences.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, despite it not being an effective move. I mean, in terms of, you know, symbolism and how people feel and how countries should represent themselves, I think it's in the right direction. But I think we should be frank about the substance of the agreement.
私は結局だからそこに入った上で、これからじゃあそのお金の話とか、これが実際意味あるのかとか、どういうふうに運営していくかって話をしていけばいいだけで、そこから離脱しちゃうとさ、その議論にも入れないわけじゃん。
That's kind of backwards though, especially when you're dealing with a country with as much leverage as the United States. You can't just, you know, claim the moral high road. There has to be a real negotiation with whoever's in charge, and they're not even trying to. So right nowThere's a massive political consensus on what Trump should do, because Trump's invitation to these various summits has been withdrawn, right? And well, Trump supporters don't want him to go to those summits either. So everyone just agrees, it seems, that the U.S. shouldn't be participating in this. I'm not sure that's the outcome that we actually wanted.
Right.
Right?
Right.なんかどれぐらい政府に期待するかじゃ、だからどれぐそのなんていうの、国民もそうだし、マイケル自身の話かもしれないけど、どれぐらい政府に期待してるかっていう話じゃない。私はそもそもそこまで期待してないっていうか、民間の方が進んでるから、こういうふうにこう197カ国が確かに本当にこれはどうにかしなきゃ問題いけない問題ですねっていうのを一堂にもうまず同意するっていうこと自体が今までなかったわけだから、それは一歩前進してると思ってるけど。
Well, then, you know,
先進国だけの
問題じゃないですね。 I don't know if we should be applauding, you know, all these countries that signed on to it. I don't know if it's actually a sign of, I mean, are we applauding Russia for its efforts to combat climate change? But they're signed on to the agreement. There was the MIT study which stated that even if everyone completely went according to the agreement's plans in terms of their emissions, that we would see as much as a 4% or a 4-degree increase in the global temperature over pre-industrial levels. And that is twice what scientists are recommending,
right.
We hold it under. So the research has indicated that this agreement is completely insufficient. And that's why I'm adamant that we work towards at least a little bit and have it as part of the conversation, actually dealing with the externalities in the economy. This is an economic problem. And if it's not addressed in those terms, I see a lot more of this kind of stalling just going on. It's increasingly alarming.
Yeah, of course, but like, そんな なんて We って言った時にさ、じゃあ結局何が どういう細かい問題があって、なんでこういうことになるのかっていうと、ものすごいいろんな複雑な問題があるわけじゃん。それこそ経済の、もう目先の経済のこととか。
It's not complicated. The tax, carbon tax would be very straightforward. I mean, they already have something in a U.S. corporation, so the United States government does not currently impose a carbon tax, aside from, you know, some small cities where they've implemented such. But within large corporations such as BP or ExxonMobil, they have something called internal carbon pricing.
Right.
Because they know that environmental regulations expose certain assets to risk down the road. So if the government passes a particular regulation, it could affect the value of some coal plant that ExxonMobil is operating. And so they actually price carbon emissions in their own inventory system, in their own accounting. And so we know that it's possible to do this in a way that is somewhat reliable and meaningful. And really, that's the sort of thing we should be pursuing. All this other stuff, I really feel like it's just stalling. I don't think these countries that are signed on to this thing are doing anything tremendous to save the planet. And I just think we have to be frank about what the, you know, agreement actually does and what it doesn't do, and what we should be doing, and what the research says, and what possible solutions might actually work, and which of those have actually been demonstrated. I mean, that's what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, sure, but like, don't you know how the governments work? They're not like normal companies. It's not. They're not that smart.
That's oddly fatalist.
They don't move fast. You know, it's like, I don't have that much high expectation for governments anymore. So,
well, I'm not giving up on the earth that easily.
As long as they at least acknowledge that human activities are making things worse, then that's fine with me.
That's like, such a low bar.
Because listen to Trump. He doesn't even believe
He's saying that because the middle America, mining America, these cow towns and the flyover states of America were really undermined by environmental regulations that were introduced over the past decade or so, and that they were introduced without consideration to the job displacement and effect on those communities that it would have. There is no tenable argument for the protectionism that Trump is exercising with regards to those people in those areas. However, he seems to be making efforts to move other industries and manufacturing into those areas in order to alleviate the pressure on the U.S. government to not participate in these climate things.
だから結局トランプがそういうことを言うことによって、アメリカ国内の企業たちの中で、いやいやいや、うちはそんなこと思ってない、うちは環境問題に取り組みますって言ってるところが次々出てきたわけじゃない、mm-hmm. だからそれはそれで逆に反面教師とかいいことであって、でもってことはつまりどういうことかっていうと、政府の動きによって、あ、そうだね、企業も活動しやすくなったりとか、もう国としてじゃあ取り組んでるならうちもやろうかなっていうところもあるわけじゃん。だからこの197カ国みんなやってるんですね。だから日本のテレビ出てるこのクォーテーションマーク専門家みたいな人の中でもトランプみたいなこと言う人はいるわけよ。で、全然環境問題なんて言ってるの日本だけですよみたいな嘘を言う人もいるわけだから、だからやっぱりこういうふうにもう全世界で政府として公式に認めてこうですよっていうのがあることによって、あ、そうなんだ、じゃあやっぱり環境問題どうにかしなきゃいけないんだねって言って頑張れる民間の人もいると思うわけで、そのアルゴアの時みたいに、じゃあインドと話し合って、じゃあ民間のところからソーラーの技術をじゃあ無料で国に提供しますよとかさ、そういう動きも出てくるから、私は意味ないとは思わないけど、ただそれが十分かどうかっていうと、それはまた別の話で、その政府が十分なことをしたことなんてないんだから今まで。
That's an important part of the discussion, though.
次。宇宙は無音であるとよく言われますが、実際は人間の耳で聞き取れないだけで、さまざまな音で満ちています。NASA は先週、これまで録音されてきた宇宙の音を人間にも聞こえるよう音波に変換し、プレイリストで公開しました。中には木星や土星の音から、衛星タイタンの霧の中を進んだ時の音まで、 合計22種類の音源があり、ネット上で一般に公開されています。
While it's often said that space is silent, it actually has a plethora of sounds which are simply not audible to the human ear. Last week, NASA altered recordings of these sounds so that they can be heard by human beings and released them as a playlist. The list contains sounds from Jupiter, Saturn, and sounds recorded while flying through the mist of Titan. A total of 22 different recorded sounds are listed and have been published online.
So, これ聞いた?
I heard one or two of them. Some of them are pretty cool.
なんか SF っぽい感じ、なんて言えばいいんだろうね。SF っぽい感じの音っていうか、ザーみたいなのもあるし、ピューみたいなのもあるし、これ今流せる?
Let me try this. Hopefully we don't blow up our ears or something.
え、怖い。お。
So this is from the Juno spacecraft entering Jupiter's magnetosphere.
2001年宇宙の旅っぽいよね。
Yeah.
なんか
I like it.
木星の雷の音とかもあったよね。I like the one that said Jupiter sound or something.
Well, the one just now was Jupiter. Here's radio emissions from Saturn.
That's funny. 確かにさ、宇宙って音がしないんだってって言うけど、それは人間にとってっていうだけだもんね。
Right, but if we adjusted, I mean, there are a lot of waves, sounds that exist here on Earth that we can't hear. If we adjusted those so we could hear those as well, it would get very, very crazy and loud right here.
そっか。
Right?
確かにね。
There was also Enceladus. Takai-san's favorite. This is plasma spheric hiss.
なんか呼吸みたい。
Some of these are converted from, not the ones that we play just now, but some of them are converted from light to sound, for example.
そっか。なんかさ、思ったんだけど、これ一番いい税金の使い方じゃない?
Well, it's engaging, for sure. there is another cool one. Maybe this one?
これ何?
Radio emissions from Saturn.
Ah.
There's a few different ones. Did you hear that? Is that aliens?
Wet, 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 みたいな。
Is that what they say? Yeah, so.
謎だね。
It's pretty cool.
ね、面白いよね。なんかハロウィンに向けて公開したみたいなんだけど。
Spooky?
そうそう。聞いてみてね、みたいな感じで。興味ある人はもう簡単にネットで見つかるから聞いてみてほしいけど。
It's hard to understand exactly. I mean, I guess the radio waves are a little bit easier, but when you convert things into sound,
yeah,
like what is it? What are you listening to?
Yeah.
Is it a sound? It's not so much the sound as much as the meaning that the soundconveys, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. So, ね.
Because it doesn't actually sound like that.
Yeah, it's like you're
listening to information.
変換されてるだけだからね。
Right?
Mm.
Did you see, they found that the ocean of Enceladus is, I think, warmer than expected and more, basically, as a Enceladus as a candidate for life in our solar system continues to its stock continues to rise. So.
え、その水の温度がってこと？
Mm-hmm.
何度ぐらいなの？
Cold. I don't remember. Like exactly what degrees the OSHA of Enceladus is, but there used to be a lot more debate about where we should go or where would be most likely to have life in our solar system. And remember we had Takai-san on, and he said that he was picking Enceladus hard.
Right.
And I mean, it's really played out. Like it really seems like that is the number one destination for potential life.
なんかこの間伊集院さんのラジオかなんか聞いてた時に火星に送る人の話をしてて、なんか誰か専門家の話を聞いたみたいなことだった気がするんだけど、あのその時は要は限られた人数しか送れないじゃない、だから
to Mars?
そうそうそう、なんかうちの番組でもちょっと話したけど、その送る時に専門家だけを連れて、そのトップの専門家だからってその人たちだけを選んで連れていくわけにもいかず、そのなんでかっていうと、まあ、うちの番組でも話したその火星の環境で仮で住んでもらって実験した時にもこう雰囲気がすごい悪くなることがあったみたいな話したじゃん、そういうことがあるから、こう知識があるからいいってわけじゃなくて、その中にこうなんか面白い人とかなんかこううまくコミュニケーション取れる人とかを入れとかないといけないっていう、そういう社会性みたいな問題もあるっていう話をしてて、確かになんか面白い人がさ一人もいなかったら結構それはそれで辛くない、
right.
なんか笑うことが一回もないみたいなさ。
But maybe there's, you know, potential downsides to 面白い人。 They could go crazy andGo Buscemi on you, right?
どうかな?
Buscemi was fun before he snapped.
Was he fun though? He wasn't funny or anything.
Well, maybe not.
なんか笑わせてくれる人とかが一人、あとなんかなんていうの、ポジティブな人、楽観的な人がいてくれるだけでちょっと違ったりするじゃん。
But I think emotional people is tough.And I think most fun people, I feel like, if I'm sending someone into space, I want this person to be just like a fighter pilot, like just stone cold, listens to instructions, doesn't freak out, doesn't like be like, oh my God, what do I... you know, like doesn't care, not someone who's too curious. Like I'm too curious. I get out there, start thinking about stuff. I might just go Buscemi. Who knows? But just someone who's like, preferably someone who's been like just a hard Catholic their whole life. Just don't think, just don't worry about, just do, you know, like stable.
You want to send a hard Catholic person to Mars?
Well, if you're sending someone into space.
They might get some strange existential crisis, like.
No, it's, what? I consider myself an atheist, and I feel like I'm the most likely to freak out. If you're an atheist and you go to space, everything changes. If you're religious and you go to space, it's just confirmation, right?
Confirmation of what?
Of your ideology.
But it's like Adam and Eve, aren't we supposed to be on Earth that God created for us?
No.
You know, like, are you supposed to just ditch your home and leave? And
I don't know. Don't ask me.
So see, but, like, I feel like, you know, you get a lot of questions like this, no?
I mean, if you take an atheist... And a devout, you know, religious person, and you put them in a capsule, and you send them into space, and they start having a debate. I don't know how that's going to...
Yeah, it gets weird.
That would get weird. I wonder what...
So you're suggesting, like, all of them have to be, like, hardcore Christians?
Oh, my God. I guess you have to divide it up, huh?
No, born-again virgins.
Because diversity introduces an unpredictability to the social environment, doesn't it?
まあね、
right? Because diversity means the intolerant dude is also there.
Yeah.
Right? So that may be a challenge. There are obviously downsides to having everyone be the same crew-cut white guy. There's downsides to that, right? The way that they look at problems, maybe the perspectives are not, you know, as diverse. You know, we know the advantages of diversity, but there's a potential downside if you're locked in a capsule. with someone that has fundamental ideological differences from you or irreconcilable cultural differences from you.
そうね。なんか仕事するだけじゃないじゃん。もう一緒に暮らさないといけないからさ。プライバシーってかプライベートな話とかもするだろうし。
Oh my God. The irony of discussing segregated space travel when, when any of these dummies could turn around and look at the planet and just see, you know, that we're all from the same place. I don't know if it works like that. I don't know if seeing the Earth from space is enough.
次。動画配信サービスの普及とともに2013年頃からテレビドラマを何話分も連続で見るビンジウォッチングが流行り言葉として使われ始めましたが、ネットフリックスによると現在多くの人がそれを超えるビンジレーシングをしているとのことです。ビンジレーシングとは新しいシーズンが公開されてから24時間以内に全エピソードを視聴することを指します。2013年には20万人だったのに対し、先月では20倍を超える500万人がビンジレーシングしていました。ビンジレーシングされた番組の1位はギルモアガールズ、2位はフラーハウス、3位はザ・ディフェンダーズでした。
The growth of video streaming services since around 2013 has coincided with the trend of binge watching. However, now people are binge racing, according to Netflix.Binge racing is attempting to watch all episodes of a new season of a TV show within 24 hours of its release to the public. While in 2013, there were some 200,000 people binge racing, as of last month, over 5 million people are now binge racing TV shows. The three most binge raced TV shows were Gilmore Girls, Fuller House, and The Defenders, in that order.
So, 最初聞いた時、こう、あ、若い人はガーって見るのが好きなのかなと思ったんだけど、
I think it's our generation,
このランキング見たら30代以上じゃねえかと思った。
I know it.
ギルモアガールズとフラーハウスってあれだよね、フルハウスの。
Is that a sequel to Full House?
いや、ギルモアガールズも昔やってたやつがまた復活、10年ぶりに復活したみたいな。
Everything's a rehash.
Yeah. The Defenders は私知らなかったんだけど、調べたらあのマーベルのスーパーヒーローみたいな、
oh, no.
なんかやつだった。だからまあ30代だね、多分。若者かと思ったら。
These three, really? I mean, I don't want to specifically shit on any of these, especially Gilmore Girls, but...
でも私もびっくりした。なんか、フラーハウスってさ、そんな一気に見なきゃいけないようなもんじゃないじゃん、絶対。
Oh my god. That sounds like some kind of CIA torture plot or something.
Yeah, ね。
Can you imagine? The Clockwork Orange, like your eyelids nailed open and you have to watch a full season?
もうちょっとこう、24とか Game of Thrones 的なその話が全部つながっていて、途中途中ですごい大どんでん返しとかがあったりするようなのだと、確かに一気に見た方が面白いとか、まあ、ネットでネタバレを見ないために先に全部見ちゃいたいとかっていうのは分かる気もするんだけど、
mm-hmm. Was 24 the first binge raced show? Because,、mm-hmm. because it was like real time, right?、Mm-hmm. It was kind of an obvious idea、mm-hmm. like, oh, it's real time, so let's watch the whole...thing in real time.
そうだと思う。結構みんな DVD で全部借りてきて一気に見るって感じだったもんね。まあ Netflix 今1億人以上メンバーがいるらしいんだけど、まあ従来の毎週1話ずつ公開していくっていうスタイルと違って、Netflix は1シーズン分全話を一気に同じ日に公開するから、まあこういう風に一気に見ようと思えば見れちゃう
わけなんだけど。Do they want people to do this? How does this affect their business?It's good, right?
うん、多分いいと思う。あの、おそらくなんだけど、多分1ヶ月に何時間ぐらい Netflix を見てもらえれば、なかなか購読をキャンセルしないとかっていう統計を持ってると思うのね。だから例えば1ヶ月に1時間しか見なかったらさ、もう購読するのやめようかなってなっちゃうけど、何十時間も費やしてたら、right.なかなかキャンセルしないじゃん。
You have Netflix, right?
Yes. 今無料だけど。
And、do you... Have you binge-raced anything?
Binge-race はしたことないね、さすがに。
Have you binge... What's the most episodes you've watched back-to-back?
でも一日中とかはあるよ。
In one day? Like on purpose or just like, oh, I just watched 10?
It's usually not on purpose.
Really?
そんななんか覚悟してみるっていうよりかは、やることなくて見始めたら、すごい見ちゃったみたいな。
Hmm.
のはあるよね。
Do you feel happy after you watch it?
No. I mean, it depends, I guess.
It depends if there's more left, right? If there's no more left...
I don't know.
How do you feel about it in terms of... Like, this is an enormous amount of TV show watching that people are doing.
So.
And it's the new TV.
So, 本当に新しい...
And TV was...You know, we shat on TV. TV is so horrible. It's, you know, ruining your life. Now there's more freedom and, you know, you can... Autonomy. You can watch what you want. So, but that hasn't... I don't know if that's changed the amount of time spent on the couch.
多分増えてるじゃない?だから要は、日本だと特にテレビなんてチャンネルがすごい少ないじゃない?まあ、ケーブルお金払ってない人は特に。
The content's so much better, too.
うん、だからそこで今面白いのやってなければもう見るもんないっていう感じだけど、ネットフリックスとかがあるとね、別にどんどんコンテンツも追加されるし、だって来年オリジナル映画80本出すんだって、ネットフリックス80本だよ、映画だよ。
How many TV shows are you watching right now?
今や、その What do you mean? Like I'm watchingRight now, or
oh my god,
I'm
you've already、
waiting.
Answered it. Way too many.
Way I'm like waiting.
How can I reduce the number that I have to say when I answer this
question? I haven't seen it yet. I'm actually starting to watch it. I'm watching Walking Dead. I'm watching Walking Dead every day. And Rick and Morty are coming out.
How many are on like the back burner? How many like levels of like, these are the ones we're watching, these are the ones thatWe'll watch if we watch the ones we're watching, maybe.
なんかそういうんじゃなくて、あのシーズンとシーズンの間に1年ぐらい空くじゃん、アメリカのドラマって。だからそれで待ってるみたいなのあるよ。Game of Thrones とかさ、来年また they'll come back, so until then I'm not watching that. とか、例えば Westworld とかも新しく始まったら見るけど、まだだから待ってるとか。
That might be the only one I care about. When's Westworld coming back?
Next year?、
Oh.
I think, yeah.
Hmm.
すごい時間かかるよね。やっぱりもう映画並みのクオリティだし、最近のはお金もすごいかけてるから。
Is this like the WALL-E movie?
What?
You know WALL-E?
With the Disney one?
The little robot、
yeah.
on tracks that
Disney のやつでしょ?
Yeah,
yeah.
Where it's just like America 10 years from now. Like, remember that movie?
Yeah.
And soLike, if this is what's... The binge racing is like... Can we classify this as some kind of drug yet? Because imagine if a drug just hit the streets, right?
Yeah.
And it caused people to become immobilized in some kind of low awareness,、
mm-hmm.
low mental activity, larval state, warehoused in the suburbs、mm-hmm. of America, Cheeto fingers...That's, I mean, it would be a national emergency if a drug did that.
確かに悪く捉えるとそうなんだけど、逆に言うと私とかネットフリックスでなんか見ようかなと思うじゃん。で、3分ぐらいでもうつまんなかったらやめるわけよ。ただ昔だったら、DVD 借りてきちゃったらつまんなくても一応最後まで見るじゃん。もったいないしみたいな。他に見るもんないし。
That's life lessons.
そういう意味で、そういう意味では、
don't waste. Don't waste. There's people. There's children in this world that couldn't watch that movie and wouldn't complain.
そういう意味では、サンクコストっていうかさ、そこはセーブされてるのかなと思うけど。
Right. Well, that's just an improvement in the technology, though.
そうそうそう。
Human behavior in terms of the millions of Americans in larval, low awareness states warehoused across America with Cheeto fingers. Those individuals, I don't know if this is.A net positive in terms of their living experience as a free human being on a planet, you know, in the vast universe of opportunities.
ただ面白いのはやっぱり Netflix と普通のテレビの一番の違いって私が思うのは、 ネットフリックスが全部のユーザーの行動のデータを持ってるっていうところだよね。普通のテレビだと結局日本だと例えば視聴率とかで測るしかないわけじゃない、人気あるかないかなんていうのは。
It depends on the TV. Some TVs have the Samsung、NSA spying device installed.
そうで、まあ日本だと視聴率何1万世帯もいかないぐらいをチェックしてそこで統計出してるだけだから、まあそんぐらいの曖昧な感じしか出ないけど、 Netflix ってさ、じゃあ何話までそのドラマ見たのかとか、何話でやめたのか、とか始まってから何分でやめたとか、あと巻き戻ししてるとか早送りしてるシーンがあるとか、何曜日の何時にみんなが見てるとか、あとパソコンで見てるのかテレビで見てるのか携帯で見てるのかとか。
Doesn't your phone know that too? If the microphone's enabled and you're watching Netflix, it kind of knows what you're watching.
Yeah,
no? Because there's this thing happening, I guess we'll get into itthe next story, but with reducing things to these, you know, data hashes, essentially a unique fingerprint for that piece of information.
So, あとなんかどういう人気の監督がいるとか、なんかこの監督のやつは有名だけどみんな30分見てやめてんなとかさ、そういう細かいデータを全部1億人分持ってるっていうのは。今まで歴史の中で一度もないことだから、それはさすがにすごいよね。
It's like, well, it's all the web metrics. All the metrics that you would get from someone visiting your website, Netflix gets that for their, I mean, it's a website. Netflix just has a website.
With way more personal information, like where you live, your age, and
but think about it. You know, when you think about Netflix, you don't really think, oh yeah, that website. Oh yeah, web. You know, Netflix.com. No, you don't really think about it as a website.
So man,
but all of these things are just websites. From you know, all the apps. I mean, most of this stuff. I mean, there's some that you know leverage the hardware in your device, but
it's. ただなんか。Recommendation はのアルゴリズムはそこまでなんかすごいんだろうけど、私個人的にはそこまでなんかピンとこない。これをおすすめしてくるみたいな感じの
<Yeah.
S 1> ちょっとなんか違うんだよな。ただそこががっちり合ってたらそれはそれでなんか怖いけどね。なんかちょっとずれてるぐらいがいいのかね、やっぱ。
Or maybe, you know,
安心感がある。
Someone else has activity on your account and...Because that happens, no? Like, if you, people like try to share Netflix accounts, right? Between like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 or 12 people try to use the same Netflix account. And then if your friend is watching some embarrassing content on there.
But you can have like multiple accounts with one payment. だから, like, my husband has his own page and
user.
I have my own page. So...Netflix recommends different stuff to me and him.
My Netflix. Everything has to be so personal.
最初に入ると Who's watching? って聞かれるの。で、マミってしたら、マミのページに行って、その今マミが途中まで見てるやつはこちらみたいな。
It pretends it doesn't know who's watching. That's cute.
そうね。あとだから検索窓もあるわけじゃない、 Netflix 内に。だからそこで何が検索されてるかっていうのももちろん全部持ってるから、例えば Netflix 内にはないんだけどすごい検索されるものがあればそれを入れればいいしとか、もう本当にね、みんながどんどん情報をくれる、お金払ってしかも情報もくれるっていう状態だから、すごい。
Yeah, just plug it directly into the back of my head already.
最強。
Right? I mean, isn't the Matrix just a stream of entertainment? Isn't that what the Matrix really means?
Yeah.
It's a stream of entertainment.
Mm.
And doesn't it not matter if you're on the sofa, jacked into the Matrix or not jacked into the Matrix? If your mind has been given up to this stream of entertainment?
Yeah. 最初だから私 Netflix とか全然いらないと思ってたのね。
I still think that.
そう、いらないと思って、で、その無料のやつもら、6ヶ月も無料だから、
Come back to the natural side. I'm still human.Barely, but
いやでも便利なんだよね。
My God.
本当に便利は便利なんだよね。でどんどんさコンテンツ刺されるし、いや今だからダウンタウンアビーずっと見てるもん。もう自分がダウンタウンアビー見ると思わなかったけど、 あったら見ちゃうよね。
See, that's if it's there, right?
でもね、違うの。私はいつも家でランチ食べるときにテレビ見るのね。じゃないとランチの時に仕事のこと考えちゃうから嫌じゃん。なんかちょっと一旦ご飯の時ぐらいマインドオフにしたいみたいな、平日の時、
うん、
でなんか音を出しときたいからテレビつけるんだけど、その時に何を流すかっていうのもさ、考える手間っていうのがあるじゃん、
うん、
なんか変なのつけたくないし。
You want utility, right?If something's on, even if your brain's off, don't you want some utility, some information, something that is going to help you live this life that you're barely able to live? Just make it a little bit better. I feel like I'm bleeding out when I'm watching TV shows. Like my vitality is just bleeding out.
いやだからそのユーティリティを常に求めるみたいなのが良くないんだって。私はね。だからそれはデプレッション。ビルにようこそみたいな感じになっちゃうから、
yeah.
あのだから本当に何にも考えなくて、こうキュリアシティも特に刺激されず、だから見てて別に気になるこれ調べようとかにも何もならないもの、
mm.
でもダウンタウンアビーでちょっとヒストリカルだから
Sounds like the Matrix.
あの時代はこうだったんだみたいなさ
No, if, no, listen, the Matrix helps me It helps me relax. I don't have to think about anything. I just plug into the Matrix. Usually around lunchtime, I like to just plug into the Matrix.
Yeah, give me that shit.
次. Facebook is suggesting that people send them their nude photographs so that they can prevent them from being posted as revenge porn. According to documents linked to The Guardian in May, 54,000 instances of sextortion and revenge porn were reported to Facebook by their users. Facebook plans to analyze the images ahead of time,and produce hashes which can be recognized upon any attempt by another user to upload that photograph. This would prevent people from posting the image even if it had never been posted before. The feature is currently being trialed in Australia and is expected to be available elsewhere in the near future. Excuse me.
Facebook がリベンジポルノの予防策としてユーザーに事前に自分の裸の写真を提供してもらい、人工知能に覚えさせ、他のユーザーがその写真を Facebook に上げようとした場合、それを検知しブロックするという試みを発表し、物議を醸しています。現在オーストラリアで実験的に行われており、今後範囲を広げる予定です。5月にガーディアン紙が得た情報によると、Facebook にはリベンジポルノや性的な写真絡みの脅迫に関する通報が1ヶ月に5万4000件近く届く月もあるとのことです。いやバカじゃないのあのさ、リベンジポルノってことはつまり自分の裸の写真を彼氏に送るってことじゃない？で別れた後とかに彼氏がそれをネットに上げて晒すものにするとかじゃん、
right.
でさこの
状況 Or the reverse, although it's far less common、
ね、でこの状況ってでつまりさ、彼氏に送るのと同時に Facebook にもその同じ写真を送っとくってことじゃない？その時さ、まだその彼氏と付き合ってるわけだから、彼氏よりも Facebook を信じるってことじゃん、会社として。そんな人いる？そんなことある？
Well, a lot of people definitely seem to right now trust Facebookmore than their partners, no?
だってさ、裸の写真を、
does their behavior indicate that? I certainly...
だって裸の写真を送るってことはその時点では自分の彼氏のことを信じてるってことじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だから送るほど信じてる一方で予防のために Facebook にその写真を送っとくってちょっと意味が分かんない。
Maybe you just want to get that concern out of your mind. You know, it's like, okay, now I can freely send nudes to myGirlfriend, because I've already sent those nudes to Facebook, so it's cool.
しかもさ、Twitter とかには別にあげれるわけでしょ？ Facebook only じゃん。
I believe so. Although, maybe they can also block Instagram.
しかも、最初これ見た時に思ったのは、フェイシャルレコグニションみたいな感じで、こう裸の写真を1枚送れば、あとはどんな角度とかでも、なんとなくこの人の裸って認識してくれるのかと思ったの。顔の写真ってそうじゃん今、iPhoto とか、
mm-hmm.
そういうわけじゃないんだね。だから全く同じ写真じゃないといけないでしょ。
It has to be pretty much exactly the same image
でしょ。
And what they do is they basically Facebook says send nudes And you go into Messenger and you message, you actually send yourself. This is what's so creepy about their process. So the process for you to send your nudes to Facebook, assuming that's what you want to do, is to go into Messenger and send nudes to yourself. And then Facebook, obviously, they have access to your messages.
Right.
And so they just get it from there. They didn't, there's no special, it's just, don't, in trying to message yourself nudes, don't accidentally message it to somebody else.
Wait, so like, nudes だった段階, 自分に送った写真が nudes だった段階で、Facebook はそれを検知して、他の人がそれをやり取りしようとした時にブロックするってこと？じゃあ自分の顔のセルフィーとか載った場合は、同じことにならないってこと？ Nude pictures だけ。
They want to make sure that it's nude. This is what.
So they
have a human being that actually reviews your nude photo after it has been blurred or something. So the machine like blurs it, and then a human being makes sure that it's a human being that works for Facebook actually has access to your nude photo in order to verify that it is arousing enough or nude. Enough.
What? 何それ?
To submit into their program. Because you can't just send any photo and block it. Because you could go into, you know, I don't know, pull some picture off Nat Geo and just upload it. And it's, you know, mydick.jpg. And Facebook blocks it. And now Nat Geo can't post, you know, their own content. So they need to make sure that it is in fact a nude picture of your naked body.
You don't need to put hashtag nude or anything with the picture. You just have to send yourself the picture.
Yes. Although you do That's need to it. Contact some, there's a specific office that Facebook refers you to to formally file, I don't know, declare
like, the submission of your nude. Like, hey, I'm going to send myself a nude picture, so get
it's,
it.
It's part of, I think it may be related to some government or political initiative to do something about this.
でも確かになんか政府が考えそうだよね。I don't know. It's just so
send your nudes to Facebook.
Weird.
Which Snowden does not trust with anything. Snowden doesn't trust Facebook with status updates.
Yeah.
Let alone, you know,
nudes. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm somewhere in the middle. I trust Facebook with stuff that I don't care about.
いやこれなんか10代の子とかがこれ見てさあそうなんだやった方がいいかなそっちの方が安全なのかなって思ってさ、
yeah.
やっちゃう
You just change your name to Facebook?
あれ Facebook ってさあのレジスターの年齢何歳以上とか決まってんだっけその officially には、
No.
So like
everyone's dog is on Facebook. People's babies are on Facebook.
I know, but like they usually have official policy. Like it doesn't mean that people are
dogs are on.
It doesn't mean that people are following it. But I'm just thinking, like, if you could be a 12-year-old girl who think that this is a good idea, and now Facebook has a child pornography.
Well, maybe that's I don't know what they do with it, but
which is illegal. So it's like. What are they going to do about that?
Well, they probably have some disclaimer against getting in trouble for accidentally receiving child pornography, which is, I don't know.
This whole thing sounds so stupid.
Well, this is a strategy that I'm not sure. I'm just assuming how this works. So I could be completely wrong, but I believe they use a similar sort of this digital hash thing to prevent re-uploads on YouTube, for example. So you provide them with, you know, they don't check it against the whole file. If someone uploads it, you know, there's some signature. So it's just that when it comes down to nudes and sending your nudes to Facebook and sending your nudes to your boyfriend and the Facebook employee reviewing your nudes and I don't know. kind of what if they just uploaded the blurry I mean there's a
すごいよねだから、yeah. Facebook は企業としてそこまで信頼を得られてるっていう自負がある あるのかね。なんかそれもすごい。
Well, we know now that artificial intelligence can simply unblur images.
Yeah, そうだね。
It's one of our next topics, but that really throws a wrench into these plans.
やっぱりさ、エロい写真を撮るなとか送るなっていうのは難しいじゃん、多分。
Mm-hmm.
だからなんか教えないといけないのかね、大人が。そのせめて顔は一緒に写すなとかさ、なんていうの。
The internet is very weird. It's not normal physics. If something goes on the internet, it's on the internet.
Yeah, そうね。
That's not normal. Normally, you know.You break your favorite mug, it's gone. You know, stuff.
Yeah.
The permanence of the internet, like we don't realize all this stuff that we're doing on the internet will be there if humans or whatever we create is still around. All of this stuff on the internet right now will be there and will be understood.
Have you taken
a million years from now?
Have you taken a dick pic?
Have I taken a dick pic?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a million years in the future and what the universe is going to be like, and you're asking me if I've taken... Of course I've taken a dick pic.
With your face in it?
No, not with my face in it.
Right?
And I haven't taken a dick pic for a very long time.
Because I have received a dick pic with a face in it.
Right.
And when he sent it to me, he said, don't like post it somewhere, okay, LOL, みたいな.
Yeah.
So it was in the back of his head, right? That I could easily do that. And
leap
yet,
of faith.
And yet, yeah, he took the leap of faith and just sent it to me with his face in it.
You probably still have it, which is terrifying.
It's probably buried somewhere in my Hotmail. But yeah, I think I can pull it up if I wanted to.
That's the problem with the internet.
And he is a somewhat public, you know, figure.
Oh my God.
So it's like...
You can't threaten to dox this man's penis along with facial exposure.
だからなんかその in that moment もうそこまでなんかリスクをだから忘れてるのかね。
Yeah, I hope nothing's left.
Yeah.
But I mean, how are you supposed to live your life? I mean, obviously don't send dick pics, but beyond that,just the way that information, you know, sticks to the internet and stays there. I mean, there's all these weird, you know, the time machine things where you can go back and look at a web page from a specific year. Like,
yeah.
It's really, this stuff is written down.
Yeah.
Like, not in stone, but something harder.
Mm-hmm. そうだね。
So if you're like raising a kid right now, what is the advice that you give a kid right now? Like, hey, the internet's weird. It's a long story. Like, what's the intro? Like,
I don't know. Like, I was thinking about it the other day, actually. And I was like, 一番大変じゃない?子育てっていう意味で今がなんか何でも見れちゃうし。もう絶対に見てほしくないものも無料でガッて急に出てきたりするわけじゃん。まあグロいものもそうだし、セクシャルなものもそうだし、それが合わさってるものもそうだし、でその見ちゃうだけじゃなくて自分がその発信しちゃう側、そういうセクシャルなピクチャー写真とかさ、それもどういう風に言えば、なんか私が子供の時とかはもちろん何も言われてないじゃん。セクスティングとかさ、親も知らないしさ、こうエロい写真撮っちゃダメよとかも言われたこともないしさ、
yeah.
なんか自分も特に何も考えてなかったけど、
I mean the advice that you people would used to get when they were small is like, you know, don't
talk to strangers.
Don't pick up rocks, you know, because a scorpion could be hiding under there and sticking your hand, you know, kind of like walking aroundYou know, yeah, don't talk to strangers.
自分が子供いたら多分なんかエロい写真を撮るなとは言わないけど、顔はだから 同じ写真に入んないようにしなさいよとかそういうことは言うかもしれないよね。
But that's totally insufficient in today's age.
もうだから撮った時点でさ、それがもう知らない人の目とか友達の目とかにさらされる可能性がリアルなものとしてあるっていうのはちゃんと自分で理解しておかないといけないよって。だからファプニングとかさ、ああいう例があるじゃん。どんなに有名な女優でも、mm. ああいうふうに全世界に全裸が出ちゃうってことがあるわけだから、それそのリスク、
I don't think her fame helped.
Yeah, so なんかそういうリスクを分かった上でやるなら、
Most of the victims, you know, most of the victims are not these Hollywood celebrities and people that, you know, have
yeah,
a lot of, things
course.
Going for them. It's,
yeah,
it's just kids in school, you know,
yeah.
And sometimes it's, you know, teenagers where the boyfriend took photos,
yeah.
You know, or the, because it's like, it's not always consensual, the taking of the photos. I mean, oftentimes it is sent by people, but the context in which, even if you do send them, which is risky, but the context in which you're sending them is, you know, love and trust and all these other things. Those things, most of the time, don't last forever,
right.
unlike, you know, data.
Right. でもそうだね。だから勝手に撮られちゃうとかもあるか。もうなんか常に見張りたいよね。I was talking about this with my husband the other day, like,なんか娘とかが言ってさ、クラブ行ってくるわとか言ったら、 I'll be like, can I come with you? can I just like watch you to make sure that you're not gonna be like raped or anything?
You would intervene. You would be horrified.
ねえ、だって like she could get groped like easily, you know, groped or like I don't know, like whatever.
Do you think her life would be, I mean, if you had a daughter, would her life beScarier and crazier and riskier than yours or less?
なんかその本人の興味によるよね、多分。
The world that they would be in. Do you think it's a creepier world?
Because my life was way crazier and riskier than my mom's or my grandma's. Like, exponentially.
Maybe they didn't tell you all that raunchy stuff.
I...
You wouldn't.You wouldn't be like, oh yeah,
I would.
This
I
is
would,
all the...
I would. I think I would.
Oh really?
I would tell my kids what I've done and all the scary shit that I had to go through because of, you know, yeah, not because of me, but like, you know, like what led to this and that. And でそうじゃないとさ、だって他に誰も教えないじゃん。学校とかで言ってくれるわけでもないだろうし。
Not at all. They won't say.
うん、だからそれは隠さないでやっぱ言った方がいいと思ってるけどね、子供できたらなんか、
うん、
両親とも自分がどういうことしどういう危ないことしたとかそれによるコンセクエンスとか、
The retroactive bad example.
Yeah.
Example.
Like don't no, it's like don't do this because it's bad とかじゃなくて、
But、
具体的にさ
say, It's a different world. It's not 2017 anymore. You know, you don't understand. You're so uncool, mom. You know?
Yeah.
Get off
yeah,
my
it's
back.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like that. And I'll just like cry.
Yeah. I mean, so much is instincts. Like 95% of you getting anywhere, figuring anything out or not being dead is somehow instincts.Right?
Yeah, I was just talking to my friend the other day, like about how stupid we were. You know, when you're like 19, 18 or something, like I would get into a stranger's car, like literally. It's like,
YOLO.
How am I still alive? You know, that's それは自分の親がもし見てたらもう心臓止まってると思う。
Yeah.
だからこそ。
But that's what you want to do.
That's what I wanted to do. Well, so that I can stop it from happening. But そうだから怖いよね。親って本当大変だろうなって思うけど。すごいストレスだよ。だって多分そのリスクを考えただけでも。
But you know, you've played Oregon Trail. It's way better now, right? You'd have syphilis. Your children would have like three toes. It'd be crazy. Like it'd be crazy. Like.The stuff that was really going on.
でもなんかさ、
you know?
道で会わなくても Tinder とかでさ、どんな人にでも会えるわけじゃん。 ツイッターとかもそうだし、どんな人が自分の子供に話しかけてるか分かんない
しさ。Good luck getting rid of that kind of thing in a kid's life. I don't think.
No, I mean like you can't get rid of it. That's why like it's more headache.
Yeah, but it, but if I was like, you know, shitting on Tinder in like 2040.
もう Tinder ないよね。
2040
は。
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You can set your range to include Mars.
ちょっと遠すぎる。次。
New research published in Science Advances in Nature Human Behavior by the University of Basel. Is that how you say that? And the Max Planck Institute for Human Development has found that there is a generalized factor for risk preference in individuals which remains stable over time. The researchers evaluated risk aversion among 1,507 adults between 20 and 36 years old using three separate approaches, responses to hypothetical scenarios, behavioral experiments with money, and self-reporting of risky behavior in daily life. While the hypothetical and self-reported daily behavior were consistent, results varied in the behavioral task depending on the context.
学会誌 Science Advances in Nature Human Behavior に掲載されたバーゼル大学とマックス・プランク人間発達研究所の研究で、リスクを取ることに関する個人の好みは年齢を重ねてもあまり変化がなく一定であることが分かりました。20歳から36歳までの1507人の成人を対象にリスクに関する仮のシナリオに答えてもらったほか、お金を使った実験やリスクがある自分の行動に関するアンケートに参加してもらい、それぞれがリスクを厭わないのか、それともリスクを避ける傾向にあるのかなどを分析しました。仮のシナリオへの答えとアンケート結果は皆一貫していましたが、実験に関しては状況によって結果が異なっていました。え、これ stable over time はどうやって分かったの？もう何年かかけてモニターしたってこと？
Not years. They retested 100 and I forget like 110 or 120 of these participants 6 months later and found that there was almost no change whatsoever.
And so, でも6ヶ月でそんな変わるかね？
If there's no change in 0.5 years, then there's likely very little change in 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, generally speaking.
Hmm.
I mean, it could be. I mean, obviously, it'd be better to have a larger sample size, but it's still significant. I mean, not compared to the initial sample size, but still.
Right. まあ、そうか。
So, you know, there's IQ. What is it? Quotient? But intelligence quotient? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Jesus. Stopped dead. But it's a generalized metric, right, for intelligence. And so there's a lot of different kinds of intelligence, a lot of different things that the brain does that can be categorized as intelligence. But there's a generalized... which means that if your IQ is higher, then all those different areas of intelligence tend to rise with that, be helped. So there's like cross, I don't know, benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And the same appears to be true with this risk aversion. And so before they had a hard time categorizing or quantifying people's general riskiness because they do... very risky things over here, but not so risky things over there. And while that, the diversity and the kinds of risks they take on varies in individuals, overall, there tends to be higher aversion or lesser aversion to risk across the board for people. So it's basically like IQ, but for risk can be established for people.
その仮のシナリオって書いてた? Did you see it? でも確かにさ、こう日々の生活で別にリスク取らないけど、バンジーとかスカイダイビングとかめっちゃするみたいな人もいるもんね。
Yeah, people tend to be... I mean, there are people that do... that are just risky everywhere, right?
Yeah.
But most people seem to be... they do a few risky things, but it's not like they're crazy with their money or...
そうだね。I don't even know what I am.
Do you think you're a risk-averse person or are you a risky person?
I don't think I'm a risky person.
Do you like
jumping? Have you ever seen me like do crazy stuff?
But there's probably more risk-averse people than you. Right? There are a lot of people that are very... not sheltered, but kind of rigid in, you know, they don't want to do anything that's even...
まあね。
Just like, no. No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
まあね。
Right?
そうだね。
And I think that's fine, although...
まあ好みの問題だもんね。
It's like, how do you travel? When you go somewhere, are you exploring new places and doing... Because I tend to do like crazy stuff and get lost.
Right.
And I enjoy that, traveling. But
right.
for some people, that's extremely anxiety-inducing. And it's like at night and we're outside and we don't... You know, like, that's a problem for some people.
Right.
And not a problem for other people. And it depends how you perceive or what your tolerance is for your perceived risk, right?
そうね。まあ、それ、それはちょっと性別も関係あるかもしれないよね。Like, I couldn't, like, go to Egypt or whatever and wander around at night and be like, woohoo, this is fun, you know?
Yeah, I mean, right, so the risk might be different depending,
yeah, yeah.
you know, for that particular example, but generally speaking, do you think you're, because I think I wasn't that surprised to see this, and I actually think that it must be, well, I don't know about must, but it could be genetic. I think it is probably largely genetic, because when I did the 23andMe DNA analysis, the most surprising thing that stood out was that people that are related to me, something like 90% of them have gone skydiving.
Oh.
I think it was even higher than that. And that's if I just walk around and ask people if they've gone skydiving, like most people haven't, right? How is that so high, right?
Yeah.
And I've always felt, ever since I was like 8 years old, I would just tuck my ski poles and just go as fast as possible down the mountain. And I would have friends that would also do that.
Yeah.
And then there were kids who would just, no way, that's crazy. So me and my crazy friends would tuck our ski poles into our armpits and just go full speed and see who can get to the bottom first.
Yeah, I have none of that.
No.
なんか骨が折れそうなやつとか全然やりたくない。そういう意味のリスクは全然取りたくない。
So do you think there's a difference with like physical risk and other kinds of,
yeah.
of risk? And
yeah.
you would divide it that way?
うん。
That's how you would do it?
うん。私完全にそれだね。その骨が折れるとか痛い、なんていうの、身体的に痛いみたいなのは全然。やりたくない。だからスカイダイビングみたいなこう機材っていうかさ、なんていうの、それ自体にリスクはあるけど、別に骨が折れたりとかじゃないじゃん。コントロールされた環境だから、そういうのはやってもいいけど、それスキーでめっちゃスピード出すとかも全然やりたくない。
You don't like race cars or?
あ、全然もう車怖いもん、むしろ運転したくない。
So you didn't... Are there areas where you are risky? Or not really?
Eh, なんだろうね。わかんない。
Culturally, Japanese or Japan is risk averse, I think. Japanese culture
そうだね、そうだね。
is, has a...
それは絶対あると思う。
Yeah.
私どうだろうね。I don't know. 自分でわかんないよね、でもそんなの。わかる？
I think it wears off as you get older, though. I used to be so crazy when I was younger. It's just every
crazy
time.
Crazy って言うか、reckless っていうのはあるよね。
I don't. Maybe.
I think I was way more reckless. Like, more なんか. And I would trust people easily, and I would talk to anyone. I would be friends with anyone. You know, it's like.
But is that is that you being open to risk, or is that you being naive, or
maybe were just you aware of the risk, or were you just oblivious to the risk? I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely a conflicting factor, is being oblivious.
Yeah.
Because then you're not really taking the risk. Well, yeah. I mean, you are, but you don't... You're not making that particular decision.
Yeah, maybe I am risk averse in general. なんか仕事とかも、まあ、転職何回もしてるし、こう仕事がなくなるかもとかそういう不安はないんだけど、ただでも大変なことにならないような道を選択してるっていうか、ちゃんと。I'm never really
like, that's just smart.
やっちゃえみたいな。Yeah, maybe I'm just smart. I don't know.
Well, there's that toxoplasmosis, which appears to change the
right
the risk aversion profile yeah, of people.
I mean, despite my love for cats, I probably don't have that.
Maybe you should try to get that. It might make things interesting. I don't know if you can cure that. Can you? Toxoplasmosis. Can you just take antibiotics?
I don't know. でもなんか一回感染するともう感染しないっていうね。Maybe you get antibody or something. I don't really know how it works.
Or do you just keep it?
Maybe. I don't know. よくわかんない。But yeah, I mean, it feels like I don't have it. 今話してる感じだ
った。I would just go like into...When I was younger, I would go into, like, buildings, like, scary buildings, like, construction sites, and, like, I've always wondered, like, what that impulse is, or what it's for, or why I feel like that. Like, why do I want...
お化け屋敷とかは?
I'm down, but I'm...more interested in like things that are actually scary and potentially dangerous in real life. Like if I'm at the, you know, haunted house, like, oh yeah, cool. Yeah.
What's the difference between like risky and stupid? Like risky.
Oh, like, there's not that like, much
not,
of a difference.
Not scared of risks and stupid.
Right.
I mean, there's a fine line, right? It's like, oh, that person is so cool. Like he's not afraid of risk. Or it's like, oh wow. Like
it that depends guy's what you stupid. Want though. It depends what you want though. Do you want, you know, are you seeking an experience or and a thrill or?
I guess. なんかあのビルとビルの間に綱張って歩く人いるじゃん。あの人とかもさ、あの死んでないからすごいけど。That's like also stupid, right? It's like.
I mean, it's impressive.
そこにさ。
Yeah, that's
もう。
It's so weird that people do that, right?
I mean, I'm saying that. 超神一重だよ、本当に。
But I see something like that, I'm like, that's insane. Or like these wingsuit people.
Yeah.
Oh no. If the chance of you dying exceeds like 12%, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't know, 12 is kind of high.
でもそういう人見た時にすごいって思うじゃん。It is fascinating. なんか自分には絶対できないしやりたくもないからすごいって思うけど。
It's fun. It's exhilarating. Like at a circus when they like throw someone across and they have to like grab. Yeah. Or else it's over.
Yeah.
Over. And that moment, that like split second where that woman is like in the air, it's like, oh, and they like grab hands and it's like, oh my God.
だからなんかその
You kind of feel alive, no?
なんか簡単称賛イフみたいな感情で見つめられる一方を悪く言えばバカみたいななんかさ、
sure.
すごいよねそれも。
But is it stupid is like ignorance, right? But if you know and you're making the decision, is it stupid to take risks? If you know that there's risk, you've accepted it, you've internalized it, like this is just what I want to do.
まあね、そうだね。
Right? If you die, it's stupid. But if you don't die, it's perfect.
でもさ、自分で分かってたら死んだとしてもバカではないかもね。分かってたから。
Yeah.
うん、
I agree、
うん、
I was trying to compromise
いやそうだねバカじゃないね分かってれば分かってないでやってるのはバカだね
Yeah、
うん、そっか I mean, そこがラインだね
The guy, you know, tightrope walking on that little string Like he knows
Oh, he definitely knows, for sure
That one might be stupid even though he knows I mean, you just disagree with it. It's kind of, you can't really judge it, right? You can't really.
すごいよ、本当にあれは。It's their life. 絶対自分にできないもん。だからなんかバカって言ったとしてもそれは褒め言葉だよね。なんかこうバカにしてる、見下してる意味のバカじゃなくて。
It's praise. It's what,
そうそうそう。
It's what they want you to say.
Yeah. ある意味羨ましいみたいな。
It's that much more impressive.
Yeah.
次。Researchers at the Max Planck Institute for Intelligent Systems have developed new software called EnhancedNet, which leverages the unique abilities of artificial intelligence to synthesize seemingly impossible detail and texture into a low-resolution image to generate a high-resolution one. The researchers present an example where EnhancedNet is seemingly able to enhance the detail in a low-resolution photograph of a bird to where it is nearly indistinguishable from the original high-resolution photograph.
マックス・プランク・インテリジェント・システム研究所のチームが EnhancedNet という新しいソフトウェアを開発し、画質が悪くぼやけた写真を人工知能を使って鮮明な写真にすることを可能にしました。実験では鮮明な写真をわざとぼやかして人工知能に与え、鮮明にさせた上でオリジナルのものと比較し、差が少なく限りなくオリジナルに近いことを確認しました。これなんか実際に多分写真見た方が分かりやすいけど、要はそのぼやけたシマウマの写真を渡して、人工知能がシマウマっていうのはこういうもんだからみたいな、こう予測して鮮明な写真を作るってことだよね。でその予測して作った結果が本物の元々の鮮明な写真と比べた時にものすごく近いと。
Yeah, I mean it looks almost exactly the same. If the, if I was shown both, the
間違い探しレベルだよ。
How do you know which one's the original? It's kind of tough, right? Because the amount of detail and the sharpness of the image are about the same.
そうね。
It's just that the detail and the textures in one of the images are not real.
Yeah.
They're completely fake.
シマウマのやつはパッと見は分かんないけど、よく見るとなんかおでこんとこのシマシマが AI のやつの方が多かった。だから本当にそういうレベル、そういう間違い探しレベルで。
But normally you wouldn't have both. You just see the、
ね、
the finished one.
そうだね。
And you can't tell if this is a real photograph or if this is some image filled in by AI.、
うん、
you can't.
だから一個気づいたのは、元がすごいぼんやりしてる時に影の具合とかで本当はまん丸なのがちょっと歪んで予想してたりっていうのはあって、うん、だから犬の目とかまん丸のやつがちょっとだけこうまん丸じゃなくなってるかなとかっていうのはあったけど、
That's kind of weird.
鳩の写真と鷹の写真はもうあれは分かんないね、うん、もうあれは本物だと思っちゃうと思う。あれをなんか AI が予測して勝手に作り上げたものとは思えない。
Well, this is also the first example of thisAnd look how good it is.、
ね、
This is the first example of a, I believe, a new technology.
Yeah.
They had something called bump mapping in the video game industry maybe like 10 years ago. And bump mapping was this mapping on fake bumps, fake texture onto、mm. surfaces. So they...It's kind of, it's procedurally generated. So the world you're moving in terms of the information that tells the game where everything is quite simple. But when you are looking at surfaces, the game is producing textures on those surfaces, artificially. So this may have implications for the video game world for kind of procedurally generated detail.
だからこう人間もぼんやりした例えば鳩の写真とか見せられた時に、まあ、頭の中でなんとなくもう、まあ、鳩だなっていうのは分かるし、鳩が本来どういう風に見えるかも分かるけど、逆にここまで鮮明には頭には思い浮かべられないもんね。
You know the meme, enhance. You don't know the enhance meme?
Which one? どういうやつ?
In TV shows like NCIS or any of these investigative police TV shows, they have a picture, right? A reflection of a doorknob, off a car window in the doorknob, and they zoom in, and then they're like, enhance. And the computer guy's like,
enhance. Blade Runner, John.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
In the original?
Yeah.
They predicted this technology?
なんかさ、ハリソン・フォードがさ、写真をAIに見せて、信じられない、あの、回数、エンハンスって言うっていうシーン。とか、ズームイン。なんか、エンハンス、エンハンス、エンハン、カチカチカチカチみたいな。で、なんか、全然スムーズじゃないから。There's so many of those scenes.
What happened?
でもね、Blade Runnerが一番インテンスだと思う、その例の中で。うん。
I need to rewatch that movie.
めっちゃ一生かかるの、それが。なんか、一個の写真をどんどんズームしていくんだけど、めっちゃ細切れでしかズームしないのね。
What are they zooming in on? A reflection?
No, a picture.
Oh, just a picture?
It's just a picture.
I forget what show it was.
でもなんか、エンハンスしていくと、しかもあれ、エンハンスしただけじゃ普通見えないみたいな、なんか、
They're saying that this will do that. This will produce detail that's not real, but provides a clearer picture of the original than the blurred one does. So if you're trying to recognize a person, and let's say they have a picture of the person on the CCTV camera or whatever, and they give it to the AI and the AI enhances it, it's like, oh, I know that dude. I don't know. Probably complex to use that in court. But
この例を見た時に人間でやってるとこみたいなと思った。人間の方が違和感をさすぐわかるじゃん。人間同士だから。でも確かにこうコンビニの強盗が入りましたとか、今は不鮮明な写真しかないけど、でもそれで間違ってた時にさ最悪だよね。ちょっと似てる人捕まっちゃうみたいな。
Well, what do you check it against?
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
You just have to trust the AI. Yeah. The handover is already occurring. The handover of power. there's so many applications for this kind of technology. They could put it into image editing.
Yeah.
So if you have detail that you're trying to bring out somewhere because the picture was out of focus slightly. Which happens, you could bring the foreground or the background into focus using the AI, right?
That's weird.
So you can get information. It's weird because it's like approximating the information that should be there in theory.
Yeah.
Right?
ね、これ本当に犯罪の解決に使うみたいになったらどうなるんだろう。It's
just moving towards the Minority Report thing. Another thing is, if you're pinch zooming, the author of one of the creators of this pointed this out, but if you're pinch zooming on your phone, right? If you pinch zoom, right? You could pinch zoom forever with this. You won't run out of resolution.
そっか。
I don't know about forever, but you could pinch zoom a lot.
そうだね.
You know, so you can pinch zoom.
だって作ってるわけだもんね.
Let's say you just have a normal picture of mommy and you're pinch zooming. I can zoom all the way in to your iris and then it'll start to just create more and more detail as I keep zooming in. And pretty soon it's like a microscope or I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know if that happens, but.
すごいね、なんか毎週さ。
There's so much.
毎週毎週さ、本当に。AI
is doing so much stuff right now.
ね、進みが早いよ。So fast.
You can upscale old images. You can take old photographs of your grandparents and like make it
そうだね、clear. そうだね。それはちょっとやりたいよね。
Right.
あのカラーにできるとかもあるもんね。
Mm-hmm.
色を復元して。
Mm-hmm.
確かに鮮明にしてみたいね。That's weird. だこれの人間版をとにかく見てみたい。
Well, this is just another.
なんか動物しかないから。
This is another thing they plug. You know, it's a part of the Matrix machine. This thing,
yeah.
You know, procedurally generated detail for all the participants of the Matrix.
Yeah.
Or you know, even just virtual reality or any you know future forms of entertainment.
そうだね。なんかさ、リビルド聞いてたらハクさんが出ててさ、なんかバイリンガルニュースに出たことによってなんか変な人って思われたんじゃないか。なんかやらかした感が やらかした感があるみたいな感じですごい言ってて、いやうちそういう話しかしないからさ、多分聞いてる慣れてる人は別に何にも何とも思わなかったっていうか、むしろ最高に面白かったと思うんだけど、なんか若干黒歴史的な扱いされてて、ちょっとまた来てほしいなって思ってんだけどね、こっちは
For sure
ぜひと思った。なんかハクさんの奥さんのお母さんがバイリンガルニュース何回か聞いたことあったみたいで、すごいよね。
はい。
ちょっと黒歴史な的な扱いせずにまた来てください。懲りずに来てほしいよね。
There's so much stuff going on all the time, and there's so much to try to understand. And,
そうだね。
It's scary to kind of.Just tune out too, because you know how much can happen in like
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
Like you'll be 80.
A year,
if you,
そうだね.
In a year, you have no idea
yeah.
what's going on.
そりゃそうだね.
Yeah, and Haksan is so comfortable in that world.
Yeah.
He's so comfortable. You know, we kind of get excited.
だって結構なんか普通の人ってかあんまり興味ない人 IT とか。と話してるとなんかペッパーが最先端みたいぐらいに思ってる人もいるじゃん、中にはで結構人工知能バカにしてるみたいな人もいるから
Have you seen that video of the supposed AI? This like bald chick This like bald British chick
Yes, なんだっけ What was her name?
I don't know, but
なんか I guess I am Alice じゃなきゃなんかそういうこと言うやつでしょ。
Yeah, where it seems, I mean, if that's legit AI, we're all dead. Because there's no way that that's, she doesn't seem, it seems scripted to me. It just seems like it's not, like that's not.
It's not scripted at all?
No, it seems scripted to me. I think it is scripted.
Oh, right?
Right?
私なんて最初にすごいヘッドラインで。
God, you scared me for a second.
なんかヘッドラインでもう人間と見分けつかないみたいなの書いてあったから、最初に出てきた男の人がロボットかと思ったのね。なんか最初にさ、ボールドの男の人出てくるじゃん。
That would have been a high level.
で、私、えっと思っちゃって、すごいって思ったらさ、あ、これは本当の人間かみたいな。
That should be the goal. I mean, that's some kind of Turing test, right? If a robot can walk on stage and people think that it's the presenter.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Holy smokes.
そうだね。
Can you imagine if the robot just started talking? It's like, no, it's me, actually. But it, people think it's like, you know, going to present someone else. Because, I mean, I guess momentarily that's where you thought robotics was at.
Yeah. Because, I mean, at this point, anything can happen, right? It's 2017,
so. Yeah. I think software will rapidly overtake.Hardware like the we're gonna have、yeah. like making robots that are you know reliable and the physical world is difficult
because but like you remember that なんかセクシーな踊る人形みたいな in Netherlands or something that I showed you when Asuru さんが来た時
oh with the pole in her back
did she have a pole in her back
yeah she was like mounted to the wall or something
she's not mounted to the wall she was like dancing in front of the mirror
Yeah, she's mounted to the mirror with like a with a robotic with like
anyway,
a pole.
Anyway, なんかあれが忘れられなくて
the creepiness,
creepiness とその滑らかさっていうか本当の人間っぽい感じ中に最初人間入ってると思ったからなんかあそこまで動かせるんであればもうあとはハードルは顔だけじゃんみたいな The 顔でやっぱりさ、it gives it away, right? あ、なんか。
The face is so hard.
そうでしょ?
It's like impossible. I mean, not impossible, but I think they should get the human gait down, the human walk. If you can make a robot walk like a person, and we don't even see their face, if it's just a convincing walk, just walk.
Yeah, それだけでも気
持ち悪いね。I'd just get the craziest goosebumps. If you just saw a robot just walk over and sit down and it totally looked human, just from that. Forget the facial expressions and like, the human race is, you know, all this, the speaking, if they just get that walk down, that would just be the scariest. I mean, I don't know if that's what they're trying to do. It's like their goal is to make scary shit, which I don't think is the case, but...
特に日本だとね。
Yeah, Boston Dynamics is doing a great job of scaring the shit out of everyone with their robots.
Yeah, 本当にね。もうそれ目指してんじゃないかと思ってくるぐらいだよね。なんか creepiness を。
The drones are getting scary.
そうだね。
I told you I saw this drone. Like, there's just drones around now sometimes.
Okay.
And you may not notice them, but... There was a drone just like hovering on the street once.
Yeah.
But it was a monolith. There was no features. I didn't see any propellers. I didn't see anything. It was just a black rectangle.
Okay.
Because it had were like inside.
Was it loud?
It wasn't that loud. It was just going, and it was consistent.
Okay.
But it was floating on the street or hovering, and it wasn't moving at all.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. It was it weirds you out the way that these things are.
I don't like it. It feels really invasive.
The drone thing?
Yeah. Like, you're an asshole if you're like playing it, if you're like recording something with your drone in the middle of the city, like, and if it's for a job or something, you know, like if you're shooting a movie or something, that's okay. But
why can only like movie producing people?
I don't know. To me, it's like selfie, like ultimate selfie. Like you have to watch yourself from the sky. Like
there is the drone selfie that people are doing now where it starts with them standing there and then it like
follows you around.
It like zooms out, right?
Yeah.
It's like, look,
yeah,
where,
or there's where, even yeah. one that'll follow you around. Ultimate selfie, like video type stuff.
Uh-huh.
To me, that's
they have
like
the portable one now too.
Ultimate douchebagness.
You take it like out of your back pocket and you just like throw it in the air and it goes, and it comes over and it takes a selfie.
It's like selfie のためにどこまで頑張るんだよっていう。
The selfie stick, I think, could lose out to the autonomous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Portable selfie drone, right?
それはそうだよね。だからみんながさ、なんかドキュメンタリーの主人公になりたいみたいな状態じゃん?
You might use a selfie stick if you're like a hipster, though. It's like, oh, I'm going back to the old manual style, like old school. Let me extend my selfie stick. It's like a hipster thing.
Selfie stick is hipster already? Jesus.
It moves fast now. You gotta
keep
up with what's not keeping up.
そうだね。いやなんかさインスタグラムとか見ててもめっちゃおしゃれな写真ばっかり撮るみたいななんかどこに行ってもさ超おしゃれな写真撮る人とかいるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
なんかそれそれでいいんだけどなんか自分の旦那さんとかがそういう人じゃなくてよかったって思うなんかめんどくさいじゃん待ってなきゃいけないしちょっとあともうちょっとこの角度からみたいなとかさ、
yeah.
もういいよってなりそう
There's definitely a lot being done at the We sacrifice like the moment we're in to try to get, you know,
そうそう
the social validation or whatever from
なんか食べ物とかもさ、なんかあまず写真撮っていいとか言ってさ、
It's a
もう冷めるよみたいな。
It is law that you take a picture of your latte before you start.
It has to be untouched, じゃん。もうかじっちゃダメじゃん。
Untouched.
そうそう。
Before you do anything.You can sit down, but as soon as you sit, you better be getting your iPhone out and zooming in on that pretty
latte. 私友達にいないんだけどね、あんまり。
No way. No way.
全然食べ物の写真撮んないよ。
At all? Really?
なんか多分めんどくさがりの友達多いのかもしれない。なんかそういう、こうなんていうの、意識高い系みたいな、そういう人があんまりいないから。
I feel like almost everyone was doing it At like 5 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yes.
Everyone was doing it 5 years ago,
so,
right?
So maybe more than 5 years ago.
Have you posted
maybe
coffee?
Like six,
you've
seven.
Posted coffee before, right?
Yeah, probably like... Yeah, like yeah, seven years ago? 7 years
ago?
で、その時はまだそれが新しかったからなんか普通だったけど、それがどんどんなんか加熱しておかしくなって今に至るみたいな感じじゃん。その加熱しておかしくなったのを通り越えて今じゃん。
It's weird. I don't like being judgmental about stuff like that either.
I don't unless it affects me.
I don't know if it really affects me. It affects me when I feel like I have to like make a judgment inside my head, like, oh god.
いやだからなんか待たなきゃいけない時とかさ、ちょっと写真撮りたいから。Right. でも最近ないよね。もうみんな30代だからかもしれないけど、会ってもさ別に一緒に写真とか撮らなくない？
That's just your bubble. There's people
really
taking pictures of everything, anything that moves or doesn't move.
全然友達と撮ってる写真とか何にもない。もう会って遊んで帰るみたいな。
I feel like, well, a lot of people have been kind of grossed out by social media or Facebook in particular for other reasons, not necessarily related to that. Mm. And it's kind of dampened our activities. Kind of made us question a lot of this stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
そうだね。
People are questioning a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, for sure, I guess.
Did Trump really dump all the fish food?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is wrong with what is wrong with the media and like the what? Why does this keep happening? Just what? I don't know. Just it's just fish food. I don't.
No one was really talking intense. About it seriously at all.
It was absolutely serious.
Who was?
There was a lot of articles, and they had videos where they cropped just so you could only see like Trump's. Like hand.
Yeah, but like who's taking it seriously?
Oh, the articles are totally.
Yeah, because they're making serious. Money off of it. But it doesn't mean. Okay, if the media makes it look like they're taking it seriously, it doesn't mean that normal people are taking it seriously, you know?
Well, I mean, or like, I'd like to give them that much credit.
I like the video where like Ivanka is in. Not Ivanka, Melania is in Korea and. These like Korean girls are like going crazy, like oh my god! And Melania's like, oh really? Like I'm so popular. And she looks over and there's like a K-pop star right next to her,
oh,
and
no.
And all the girls are like going crazy
oh, no.
for him. And she's like, oh okay, I get it. That was kind of funny, but like I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Like it's just you know, I mean they are reality show stars, so I mean of course they get that kind of attention, but
right.
Doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Right. Well, I think a lot of the media has been kind of intentionally deceptive. I don't think that's a contentious point at this stage.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't really care.
Mm. Did you? I don't know if you've noticed, but there's more and more of this kind of stealthy coin mining going on.
Oh.
And even the UFC is doing it too now.
What?
And they didn't tell anyone. So
wait, they're officially doing that?
Well, not officially because they didn't tell anyone.
No, but I mean like, なんか前にさ、アメリカのテレビ局はさ、勝手にやられてたっぽいみたいなのあったじゃん。Like it's not that they built it into their website, but like someone else did it using their website.
No, they did it. I mean, how can
so
they
it's,
have
it's,
total
it's
control
in,
of their own?
It's in UFC's website.
Yeah, there's a cryptocurrency mining script in the UFC website code that can be confirmed with you know the Chrome browser or whatever. So. Just a lot of these websites that everyone uses are starting to siphon our computing power to produce cryptocurrency without necessarily informing people or perhaps informing people in some, I don't know, policy update thing that's vague. But it's...
Well, they don't necessarily have to tell people, right? I mean, I don't mind that at all.
I think they should disclose it until we know that they...
I mind more...
No, I love it.
With advertisements and stuff, so...
I think we're both pro...
pro mining.
This form of monetization.
Yeah.
But you should tell people because... I don't know. It's shady if you just use people's computers.
But with advertisements, they don't do that. I mean, recently they started doing that. Like, okay, like we're promoting this product, so we may get some incentives by talking about this product to you in this article type of stuff.
Disclose that.
But yeah, but like they never did that with advertisements. So to me, this mining thing is way better.
Yeah, I think it's better, but they should. I mean, they should just disclose. that they're using your CPU power for something other than running the website itself.
I guess. まあみんなやるよね。多分すごいトラフィックがあるとこはさ、なんかやんない意味あるって感じじゃない？むしろ。
I think.
しかもそれによって
it's the future.
それによってさ、このサイト行くのやめようってなる人多分いないじゃん。別にインベーシブなわけでもないしなんか。
Yeah, but. What does this, nobody really understands cryptocurrency or Bitcoin, right? I mean, maybe somebody does. A lot of people claim to, but they all kind of, it's very, we don't, I mean, do you know?
No.
I mean, if you knew, you could just make a ton of money, but.
Yeah, what am I doing here?
but we don't know if it's. I don't know. Bitcoin has been very volatile.
Yeah.
And it's subject to potentially large moves by government in terms of regulation and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
So the long-term viability of this is kind of unclear. But in terms of its effects on the end consumer and the benefit for the person operating the service, I think it's much better than advertising.
Yeah.
But they should disclose it, I think.
Okay. 文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリから、iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android でダウンロードできますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で、あとは単発での購入もできるし、月額240円で全部のテキストが読み放題っていう激安のプランもやっています。単語テスト機能とかエッセイとかもついてるので、ちょっとエッセイね、めっちゃ滞ってるんですけど、マイケルのやつもうすぐ出るよね。
You're writing one too, aren't you?
うん、マミももうすぐ書きます、のでよろしくお願いします。
お願い
します。自腹でスポンサーつけず運営しているので、気に入ったら使ってもらえると助かります。
Yep.
終わり。
Thank you.
あ、嘘、インスタグラムとツイッターとFacebook もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
はい、以上です。
終わり。バイ。
バイ。